Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we are back once again. It's a very busy week. It's not going to slow down from here on out. It's going to be incredibly busy and exciting as we are now in September. I feel like we're really into the skating season. We're getting into the meat of it. Are you guys excited?
I'm excited. I watched quite a bit of the JGP this weekend, and I'm ready. I'm looking forward to, you know, another JGP this week, a challenger this week. I'm ready for it. I'm like, I feel like this is the time of the year here in my area. Everyone is heading back to school, and so it's now time to head back to skating. My rink should be opening up at the end of the week, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. We always say when the world championship is completed that it's the end of the season and we have too long a break in the summer. And it's not that we don't have anything to talk about, of course, in the summertime, but as soon as the Grand Prix or the Junior Grand Prix in this case starts, you feel like the season is really starting again. So it's very exciting.
It is. Well, moving into our general skating news, entries have been posted for the Junior Grand Prix Ljubljana Cup.
U.S. figure skating announced for the third consecutive year, total membership in Learn to Skate USA membership broke records. 7 membership in skating programs, total membership Learn to Skate USA, high school, collegiate, Excel, synchronized skating, and national showcase celebrated record numbers.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Tatiana Fiade shared with us that the second edition of Pirouette World Edition is being produced now and will be available mid-September. They published the first edition ever last year, so we look forward to seeing the second one published.
Moving on to our safe sport topics and online resources, this information came out late last week. Hyun Lee, of course, of South Korea, her request for a retrial by the Korea Skating Union has been declined, and her 3-year suspension is being upheld. As a reminder, disciplinary action against Lee and the subsequent suspension was after an incident where she was accused of sexually harassing a minor junior athlete during a May training camp in Italy. The Korea Sports Council's Sports Fair Play Committee dismissed Lee's request for a retrial, confirming the suspension initially imposed in June is being upheld. Despite the ruling, Lee plans to challenge the decision legally. Yang Yu, who was awarded a 1-year suspension for drinking and illegal filming, had her appeal dismissed as well.
Well, moving on to the Junior Grand Prix, Riga Cup, taking place in Riga, Latvia. Some of my general thoughts on it, I heard the rink was very cold, which would have not been good for me. I would have probably been sitting there in my winter coat because I get cold really quickly. It's cold here today where I am, and I was already in a long sleeve shirt today, and it's only the second day of September. So that's how my cold tolerance is. Tad lost his voice on like the first day of competition. So there were times where he would not be there and Mark was doing it on his own. He was there for a majority of it, but I think on like day two, he didn't finish commentating the women's free skate. So hopefully he's taking some time now to rest his voice, drinking lots of tea because we got another Junior Grand Prix this week. We need his voice. Now, I was watching the women and the men in the pairs event as well. I didn't watch dance live. I watched it on delay. But there was some delay announcing of scores. And most of it was happening like with the last skater of the team before a warm-up. So, which was fine because they were doing an ice resurfacing. So, it wasn't having any impact on the next skater. But there was one time when the delayed announcing of scores caused an additional 6-minute warm-up in the men's short program. So it took a long time for Lafayette's Karel's Korix to receive his scores. It went over the allocated time based on the ISU rules. So another 6-minute warm-up was offered to the remaining skaters in that group. I don't know if I've ever seen that before, so that was interesting. And Mark and Ted were pretty good at explaining what was going on as it was happening, so.
It's great that there are rules in place to be able to govern situations like this, so that also, like, the athletes were able to get out there and warm up again since it had been past the time. I appreciate that, especially for safety.
I think something I wanted to add as well is that, you know, the Grand Prix and the Junior Grand Prix take place every week. So it's quite a commitment to be able to watch all of them. So if some of our listeners are not able to be regular in their watching, on top of listening to our podcast summarizing the Grand Prix, what I would suggest they do is to go on the ISU page on YouTube. So there is a new video out called Ted and Mark's Must Watch Moments video, where Ted Barton and Mark Henrietti, which are the hosts of the TV events for the ISU, summarizing in a few minutes, I think it's around 5 minutes, the key points from the event. And they end with their peak of what they like the most out of the event. So it's quite a nice little watch for anyone to get a feel of what happened at the event and see a few clips here and there of what the skaters did.
I will put that in our show notes. I did see that. So that's really cool that they're offering that. I hope they offer it for the rest of the Junior Grand Prix events as well.
Right. Talking about the women. So 2-time junior world champion Mao Shimada was the leader after the short program. Gina actually shared that she loved her Wicked short program.
I love Wicked. So hearing Defying Gravity and seeing her skate to it was, yeah, it's going to be a favorite of mine.
And it was very much timely for me because I went to the Wicked Musical in London for the first time ever a couple of months ago. So it was very nice to get the music back again. But once you do listen to it, you cannot get it out of your mind.
Nope.
Anyway, in the free skate, she stepped out of her triple axel and fell on the quadruple toe loop, but recovered to deliver two beautiful triple-triple combinations. Her free skate to Madoka Ramiro, choreographed by Laurie Nicol, is a Japanese song about the four seasons of Japan, and it's a really lovely program. She won the event by a margin of 22 points, and Mao's second Junior Grand Prix is the one in Poland, so hopefully we'll see her again there soon. We know that she was phenomenal last season. She won basically everything. She's already got two junior world titles, so surely she's one to watch, and she will be back trying to continue that list of successes that she's been earning so far. Estonia's Alina Goidina was in fourth place after the short program. She was competing in her first Junior Grand Prix event, and she was 11th at last year's Juniors World. She delivered the second best free skate of the event to move up to claim the silver medal and become the first Estonian woman to medal at the Junior Grand Prix since 2007. Korea's Nayeon Ko, who was in third after the short program, held on to third place despite finishing fourth in the free skate. This was only her second Junior Grand Prix event of her career. Canada's Lulu Lin, who was 10th at the World Junior Championship last season, just missed the podium, finishing in third place. Japan's Ikura Kushida, which was in second after her short program, had a difficult free skate. So she kept her little prince free skate from last season. However, she was not able to medal and finish fifth overall. Finally, Anastasia Brandenburg of Switzerland, who was sixth at last year's Junior World, had a rough short program and was in 17th place. However, she delivered the third best free skate of the event to finish in 7th place overall. It would have been interesting if she did something like Adam Xiaohinfa at the World Championship in March, but that didn't quite work the same way.
No, but she was the leader for a while, though, until that last group.
You know, it's great, though, to see that type of comeback in athletes like this, mm-hmm. because much like we saw from Adam last year at Worlds, I think if you're not in the top 10 or close to the podium, you can still fight to get a good placement, even if you're in 17th place.
Well, moving on to the men, Senna Takahashi from Japan led both segments. He is only 14 and at his international debut was starting at the Junior Grand Prix. No quads in his free skate, but he skated mostly clean and earned the highest components in the free, 73.60. His free is on Evaldi's Four Seasons music. He shared that he is inspired by Patrick Chan's Four Seasons program. Zhao Kin Lee of Korea was third after the short program, but climbed up to second in the free and second overall. He ended up in sixth place at the Junior Grand Prix in Osaka last year. Also no quads in his free skate, but he had the highest technical score, 77.29. Another Japanese man was in third place. Shunzuki Nakamura was fifth after the short program, but ended third after the free program and was third overall. He did do a quad toe loop. It was a little shaky. He was fourth at last season's Junior Worlds. Lukas Valachuk of Slovakia was in fourth in the short program and sixth in the free skate. Nikita Shiliko of Israel ended in fifth. He was second after the short program, but ended eighth after the free skate. And Jenrik Gartung of Germany was 10th after the short program, but he skated the fourth best free skate, climbing up to sixth overall. Very good quad Lutz landed on his debut in the Junior Grand Prix series.
Moving on to pairs, Xiaoxuan Zhang and Yijiang Wang of China moved up from third place to claim the gold medal. This was their first international competition together, and their programs are choreographed by the wonderful Olympic champion Wei Jingsui. They were the first Chinese team to win a Junior Grand Prix since 2013, so it's good to see the country back, and it's quite promising for the future of the country in the pairs event. Jasmine Desrochers and Kieran Thrasher of Canada, who had won the bronze at the Junior Grand Prix final last year, were the leaders after the short program. They had some small mistakes in their Led Zeppelin free skates to drop to second in the segment and second overall. They will compete next at the Junior Grand Prix in Turkey in September 18th to 21st. World Junior silver medalist Olivia Flores and Luke Wong, in second after the short program, had a tough free skate with three falls. They finished fourth in the free skate, almost 20 points below their personal best score, but managed to take home the bronze medal.
I want to say the Lion King program is going to be really good once they have a good skate. This was a disappointing skate for them. They end with their split jumps in spirals, and then Liv does a spread eagle around while Luke is spinning in the circle. So I really like this program. I just hope they will have a good skate at their next Junior Grand Prix, which is in Turkey.
Well, moving on to dance. There was a gap in score between first and second and below third. So was kind of interesting because it was very close after the rhythm dance. But then The Italian team of Noah Mitali and Noah LaFanara, well, they became the first team from Italy to win a JGP since 2007. I've mentioned before that Tali and LaFanara benefited from the age change for women, which is now 21. And the team skated two clean performances, which is a great start for them this season. I know last year at the World Junior Championships, they were disappointed with their free skate because it took them even further down in the placements. They shared that they played this challenge of many run-throughs that can be done in one day, and they have a record of 7. I would say that is apparent because they seem very prepared for the competition. Mm. So that was exciting. They are going to be skating next in Thailand. And then from the U.S., siblings Caroline and Brendan Mullen moved up from 3rd in the rhythm dance to win the silver medal. They set some new personal bests and finished 0.09 ahead of the bronze medalists. This is the first medal on the JGP for the Mullins, who are in their final year of JGP eligibility. And they look very prepared for this point in the season. And I've felt like that because I've seen them twice before in Dallas and in Lake Placid. And I felt the same thing. They look very prepared for the events. After winning both JGPs last year and getting a bronze at the JGP final and Junior Worlds, Germany's Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky won a bronze medal in Latvia. This was a bit of a surprise because on paper, this was really their event to win. Fortunately, there's still some work to be done. They need some more fine-tuning and cleaning up. They left some points on the table that I think they can easily make up in the future. Right now, there's training with Martin Skotnicki, who was semi-retired at the point when they left their previous coach, but stepped up to help them. And from what I understand, they're going to be training with a couple of different coaches in the next weeks and months, trying to determine where their training base will be. They will next skate in Turkey.
Well, we will have the video that Matteo mentioned, that Ted and Mark did, as well as the results, the live stream videos, everything from the Junior Grand Prix in our show notes.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
But moving on to our featured articles and interviews, Emilia Zingas was a guest last week on Lindsay Wang and Luke Wang's Off Ice Hours podcast.
And there is a new ISU video about Diana Stellato-Dudek's story, which is quite interesting because it goes through Diana's career, starting with from the age of 15, where she achieved silver at the 2000 World Junior Championships, then going through the break that she took to then come back and become the world champion this year. So it's quite an interesting one to have a look at.
There were a bunch more articles that came out this week. So what we're going to do is put them in the show notes for you so you can take a look at them. Moving on to our social media updates, Ashley Wagner posted more photos on Instagram from her wedding in Washington. Congratulations again to Ashley on her wedding.
While Madison Chalk and Evan Bates have revived their podcast, Unlaced with Chalk and Bates, their two new episodes cover their June wedding and their trip to Paris for the team medal ceremony. I'm glad they're back podcasting again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very sweet podcast to listen to, for sure. There's a cute video of Zachary Laga performing an impromptu piano concerto at the Toronto airport. Marjorie Lajoie posted a clip to her Instagram story on August the 30th. In the clip, Maxime Deschamps and Roman Legac were listening, giving him two thumbs up. And probably everyone was traveling home from the Skate Canada High Performance Development Camp. So it was quite a little thing to witness. And we know that Zachary is an extremely talented pianist.
Well, Philippa Tola Green shared on social media that she was in Italy for a solo dance camp at Ice Lab. I know I've mentioned before, but Great Britain overall has been one of the countries that has been holding and supporting solo dance for quite some time. And so it's great to see coaches from that country be sharing their expertise with others that are getting on board, because solo dance has now become a big international competitive track.
Well, moving on to the upcoming events for the week, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, it's going to be a busy week. We start off with Asian Open Figure Skating Trophy, and that's taking place in Hong Kong. It's a competition for singles and the senior, junior, and novice level. Notable entries include Donovan Carrillo and Mai Mihara. John Nick's Pairs Challenge is taking place in New York City, New York. That's a Challenger Series event for pairs only. Rebecca Gilardi and Filippo Ambrosini of Italy are among the competitors, as well as Kellyanne Laurent and Lucas Ether of Canada. And there are 8 U.S. pairs teams, including U.S. champions Ellie Kam and Danny O'Shea, U.S. silver medalist Elisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov, and world junior bronze medalist Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer are making their senior international debut.
So we talked about the Grand Prix, Junior Grand Prix that just finished. The second one is going to be in Ostrava, Czech Republic, from the 4th to the 7th of September. Notable entries that are going to be there. In the women, we see Rina Wezono, which is the Junior World Bronze Medalist. Dwaye Kim, who won 2 bronze on the Junior Grand Prix last season. And Josephine Lee, which is the U.S. Silver Medalist. In the men, Minkyu Seo, which is the junior world junior champion, Adam Agara, junior world bronze medalist, Daiba Ebihara, which won 2 bronze on the Junior Grand Prix last season, and Patrick Blackwell of the Skating Club of Boston. In the pairs, we are going to see Saya Carpenter and John Maravilla, which are going to be in their first Junior Grand Prix event. And Dance, maybe Daphne, you would like to share that?
At this event, we're going to get the international debut for this season of Selina Fragi and Jean-Hans Furneaux of France. They were 4th at Junior Worlds last year. Also, 2024 Canadian Junior Champions, Layla Veyon and Alexander Brandeis. Katarina Wolf-Kostin and Dmitry Serezky of the U.S. will be competing at the junior level in their first JGP of the season. Again, they competed as seniors internationally last season. A couple of other entries of note, Japan's Keiho Yamashita and Yuto Nagata have 2 additional years of eligibility due to the new age rule, so they're going to get to debut on the JGP this season. Another debut, Aneta Vaklavikova and Ivan Morozov are in their first year of junior after winning almost every advanced novice event they entered last year. So I'm really excited to see how they do. And then Emily Renzi and William Lissauer, this is their JGP debut.
At the same time that the John Nix Pairs Challenge is going on, the 98th Annual Middle Atlantic Figure Skating Championships is taking place in New York City. It's an NQS event for singles and pairs. Notable entries for the men, Emmanuel Savory and Lucas Kaznicki. And for the women, Lindsay Thorngren and Ting Sui. And when I was looking at the entries, I found this fun fact here that Luke Witowski is competing in 2 events, junior men and junior pairs. Both events are not taking place on the same day. So he's not having to compete in both junior men and junior pairs on the same day, but he's still doing 2 events. So I thought I'd mention that as well.
Also taking place September 6th to the 8th is the 2024 Greater Chicagoland Invitational in Evanston, Illinois. This is a NQS event for singles and pairs. And during the same day, there's going to be the 2024 John Smith Memorial Competition in Indiana Hill, North Carolina, also an NQS event for singles. So there's quite a lot happening. I feel like we need to become like Jakey Wong with multiple screens and following multiple things at the same time.
I feel like it's going to only get worse.
We're so close to being through most of the NQS events. So that should be winding down at some point. I know in dance, there's a couple left near the end of the month.
Yeah. But then when the NQS events wind down, then we have sectional finals and dance and pairs finals. Mm-hmm. So really, yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of events in the U.S. There's going to be the challengers. There's going to be the JGPs. Yep. And then when the JGPs stop, then we have the senior Grand Prix. It's just full speed ahead.
Yep. And then nationals and then Europeans, four continents, junior worlds and worlds. It's crazy. It's just a cycle. And you know what the thing is now with solo and the way that the solo NDS works, there's no break really for me. I'm just going in a cycle. But it's great because it's been a lot of fun.
Right.
As you know, we like to end our episode by shining a lens on what's going on at our respective websites and Twizz.
So starting from This Week in Skating, as you know, we are looking for a few listeners who would like to help us to prepare our weekly show by sending us news and other information for inclusion in our episodes. If you're interested, reach out on our social media individually to us. Make sure you do that. Also, don't forget to check our page dedicated to program announcements for the new season and to look at our merchandise on our swag page. And finally, you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. So all the links, as usual, are in the episode notes.
Over at IDC, we have JGP photos from the Riga Cup from Eureka. I have a new team series article on Sophia Feige and Wiles Middlecoff, a solo Q&A with Connie Achtenberg, and a recap from Matteo on the British Solo Dance Camp.
Well, over at FSO, I have photos that Melanie took of Amber Glenn from when she performed at Sun Valley, a recap of the Junior Grand Prix in Lafayette, and Matteo's recap of the Japanese Dream Ice Gala.
Well, that was a packed episode of This Week in Skating. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Matteo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life.
That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.